Welcome to the Hatch podcast for Hive.
Welcome to The Verb, recorded in front of a live audience at the BBC Contain Strong Language Festival in Hull. This week, we're celebrating new poetic talent, the power and the special qualities of poetry by young people. One of the world's best incubators for this talent is the Foyle Young Poets Award, which is run by the Poetry Society, and this year, the competition marks two decades of nurturing the next generation. Joining me in this celebration are the fantastic poets and former winners, Phoebe Stooks, Jay Bernard and Caroline Bird, who's also a judge of this year's competition. And I'm delighted to welcome two of this year's winners, Georgie Woodhead and Maya Damber-Winner. Now it's my great pleasure to introduce two of the winners of the Foyle Young Poets Award 2018, who are going to read their winning poems. First up, Georgie Woodhead, who's 15 and from Sheffield. So Georgie, could you read your poem, "When My Uncle Stood at the Top of the Office Block Roof," please?
When my uncle stood at the top of the office block roof, he swayed from side to side, half-glug bottle locked in his burning fingers, his silhouette framed by the black hole of night. Flecks of scornful planets blinked behind his back. The whole world stretched out in front of him like the sides of a fallen down box, and his eyes had been opened and stared open as his shoulders shook. His feet stumbled back and forth towards the edge, the leather of his shoes creaking in protest against the gutter. When the bar had closed and we were tossed out, left to stroll with our hands shoved in our pockets like tree stumps rooted in earth, we heard his bottle, a free-fall smash into green teeth on paving slabs. He leaned over his small carnage in the same silence as we did, our mouths open, eyelids pinned apart, necks turned like twisted cloth. And him, with his frown slashed thin, disappointed, eyebrows folded as if he had honestly expected anything different.
So, Caroline, as a judge, what stood out for you for this poem? Because I know I've been a judge. You have to read a lot of poems, don't you? Thousands of poems. So what stood out about Georgie's?
So, I mean, you've got this uncle at the top of an office block roof, for one thing. And you have so many emotions communicated in 14 lines. I mean, in great poems, emotion doesn't feel like a noun. It feels like a verb. It's going through it, you know? And it starts off really dangerous, right? But then it also goes through affection, humour, sadness, in so few words. And also, it's just such an interesting idea, this someone wanting to make a big statement, but they don't want to jump. It's that call of the void, you know? If it was a less good poem, you'd have them jumping, right? But actually, the fact that just the bottle falls and then there's that disappointment at the end, it's just brilliant. I don't think I'd ever read a poem about that need to do something dramatic that then sadly becomes pathetic. You know, it's just brilliant.
So, Georgie, you're part of the Hive Young Writers in Sheffield. How's being part of that group help you develop?
Well, I first came to the Hive Young Writers when I was 13 years old, which was a year before I was supposed to. So I sort of, you know, I lied about my age and kind of like gate crashed it. But it turned out that no one really seemed to care about that. And the whole group is incredibly supportive, and it's run by Nick Perring and Vicky Morris, who have helped me tons, you know, giving advice about editing. And I always found editing a really difficult thing because, you know, I didn't really like going back and looking back at stuff because I felt like its time had passed. But I feel like now I kind of see the importance of improving things and looking back on things.
All right, well, thank you very much and congratulations, Georgie Woodhead.